We're always hearing shifts every day, contradicts, comes out with different guidelines. It is so heavily politicized, so heavily impacted by greed and corruption, that there are changes every day. And we hear the talking heads in the news say, and the politicians, we have to rely on the science. We have to look at the science. I just read to you who the best knower is. So when we talk about science, what are these people talking about? Science is a branch of knowledge. And Allah is the best knower. You know, when I lived in New York, there's a saying they have in New York City, everybody's an expert. I have never seen or heard so many experts in my life on something that admittedly is a mystery. Science is a branch of knowledge or study dealing with a body of facts or truth systematically arranged and showing the operation of general laws. A systematic knowledge of the physical or material world gained through observation and experimentation. Science is the state of knowing. It is knowledge as distinguished from ignorance or misunderstanding. Beloved, there is no definition of the word science that you will find that does not include the word knowledge and usually system. Science is, to make it short, knowledge systemized. So if you're not dealing with systemized knowledge, you're not dealing with science. A system is an organized scheme or method. It is a set of principles according to which something is done. A system is an organized collection of parts that are highly integrated to accomplish an overall goal. Systems can be simple and they can be complex. But it is a way of working, organizing, and doing something which follows a set of rules, follows a set of laws. What laws? God's laws or the laws of Satan over a falling world, a nation unraveling? Without knowledge and system, there is no such thing as science. If we don't know what we're referring to, and if the knowledge is not systemized, then we have no right to use the word science when we are talking on a subject. And yet, from the beginning of this crisis with COVID-19, the term science has been used, it's been abused, and it's actually been weaponized by what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad calls the so-called medical profession. And joining them are anchors and reporters and guests on Zoom on all of these media outlets. They condemn any viewpoint or position that challenges the powerful pharmaceutical lobby and the pro-vaccination coalition whose goal it is to depopulate the African continent and finish off the plan of genocide on black people in America that has been in place since 1555. Along with the Native Americans and poor white people. Beloved, we must make a greater effort to grasp the reality of God in a man. We must shake off the residue of spookism. Master Farid Muhammad did away with spookism, but some of us refuse to shake off the residue of it. The largest lobby in Washington, D.C. is the pharmaceutical lobby. Since 2011, look at the laws this government will pass because of money and power. Since 2011, any drug company who makes and sells a vaccine is completely shielded from all lawsuits stemming from the defect in the design of the vaccine. So this company and these companies that are making the coronavirus vaccine have zero incentive to make it safe or even less harmful. And even before that, all drug companies, this is an added cushion. In 2006, all drug companies are 100% indemnified from any vaccine used during a pandemic. Therefore, since COVID is officially named a pandemic, if you get a vaccine, a vaccination, and it hurts you, injures you, paralyzes you, or kills you, neither you nor your estate can recover anything for it. The World Health Organization and the CDC keep changing their positions for this reason. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. See, I'm naming people that he named in the criterion. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has singularly given more money to the World Health Organization than any other entity in the world except the U.S. government. You look on television, you will see Bill and Melinda Gates interviewed and discussing vaccinations as though they're specialists in infectious disease and epidemiology and virology. What they are billionaires. That's what they are. On June 4th at the Global Vaccine Summit, Bill Gates announced that his foundation would give $1.6 billion to the Vaccine Alliance. Why? He said to ensure that people around the world, regardless of income, will have access to the vaccinations. Here's his wife, Melinda Gates, at the same conference. Quote, this is Melinda Gates. COVID had already started to show us gaps and structural problems in our country. We are seeing black men die at a disproportionate rate. We know the way out of COVID-19 will be a vaccine, and it needs to go out equitably. She went on to say the first people that need this vaccine are the 60 million healthcare workers around the world. They deserve to get it before anyone else. But then in the United States, you start tearing, making tears. And of course, the next people would be black people, quite honestly, and other people of color because of their disproportionate effects from COVID-19. This new vaccine that they're working on called mRNA is called that because it alters the genes. The idea is to turn our body into a protein manufacturing plant. However, because most of us have hypersensitive immune systems because of how we eat, the air we breathe, the water we drink, our immune system is all but guaranteed to overreact to the actual disease after being vaccinated by the laboratory disease. Because there has never been any success, beloved, in creating a coronavirus vaccine. This is the same virus that gives us the common cold, coronavirus. There's no cure. They've never been able to get a vaccine. Why? Because number one, it keeps changing. And this one, COVID-19, as the minister has said, it's mystifying. They can't get a handle on it. Because they planned, and Allah planned. And Allah is the best of planners. So now you're being faced with something you absolutely can't handle. And now you, the United States of America, are the epicenter of this disease, while other countries around the world are checking it. Why is that? But this vaccine that they make, it's going to trigger, well, any kind of vaccine they make for corona is going to fail, and this is why. Because the vaccine is going to trigger two types of antibodies. There's going to be one type that fights the disease. However, the other one is going to trigger an immune enhancement that results in serious disease or the death of that vaccinated person, as I said, once they're exposed to the wild virus. The program given from Allah through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, How to Eat to Live, prevents inflammation in the body. Inflammation is responsible for almost every illness and disease that there is. So when these people come in with this genetic manipulation to try to stimulate these inflammatory responses, you're actually disabling the immune system we need so desperately to live. All vaccines stimulate inflammation in order to provoke an antibody response. This is not the way Allah created us to mount a response to a microbe. These people have no idea of what to do. So they say, just shut down the economy, wrap up your face, stop breathing, go in the house. Oh, by the way, we don't have any jobs. And your health insurance, this is the only country where your health insurance is tied to your job. There's no universal health care. So just go home and die. Satan is in opposition to the will of God.
DefineSelf.com.